Knowledge is power, and here's a tip that can keep you in the know. At times, when you target a bogey, it's impossible to tell from the radar if it's a lone wolf or if he has a friend hiding information. A simple solution is to first push the F8 key, which shows you the targeted object. Then, by using the shift and arrow keys, you can scan above, below, and around the bogey to do a visual check for additional hostiles. One glimpse is worth 1,000 radar sweeps. Next to knowledge, preparation will save your butt more times than you'll ever know. Therefore, when you're sitting on the flight deck waiting to be cleared for takeoff, set up your radar windows and take the time to look for threats. If you increase your radar range to 25 nautical miles and then ID any objects on screen, you'll have a good grasp of the current situation before you take off and fly into a hornet's nest. Some of the more difficult missions that USNF throws at you are ground target attacks. You have two things going against you here. First, when you turn up the ground detail levels, you lose frame rate speed, and that makes for a difficult handling situation. Secondly, the large number of buildings and other ground clutter that appears at the higher detail levels may confuse your targeting procedure and make it very tough to pick out the mission objectives without cheating. A simple solution is to turn the ground detail down to a lower level, and this will not only speed up your frame rate display, but now you'll be left with only the ground targets that are essential for completing the mission.